Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Attention terrorists. Hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Unbelievable disclosures coming from that court case that the media is largely ignoring because it shows that they lied to their sheeple for years. Unbelievable. Okay, so here's what happened this week. This is one of this week's biggest stories. It hasn't got anywhere near the due that it deserves. Sussman's trial is going on in Washington, D.C. He's Hillary's lawyer, and he's being tried for lying to the FBI, which is a crime. So Sussman is the guy who took the documents and the data that would kick off the Trump-Russia investigation to the FBI. So we now know. Just remember, the FBI, they went on TV. They told us this was a real deal. There were connections between Trump and Russia. And we now know that on the day that Sussman showed up, on behalf of the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, and Hillary Clinton, who he worked for, and gave them this bunch of garbage, purporting to show communication between Trump, Trump Tower, and Russian-owned Alpha Bank, that this was, you know, this was how Trump was, you know, communicating with Putin, his handler. So Sussman takes this junk, this purported data that supposedly shows this, to the FBI. Okay, so the big deal this week was when the FBI agent Scott Hellman, who's, you know, FBI cyber analyst, testifies. He knew right away that the Russia collusion accusations were fake. The data didn't support them. In fact, the data was so bad that he testified from the stand under oath that he wondered if the person who put it together was suffering from a mental disability. Okay? So this is how over the top obvious it was to the FBI's cyber analysts. There was no Russian collusion, right? Trump wasn't talking through server to his Russian handlers. I mean, it was so bad. Hellman says, yeah, you know, I told him he is FBI, inside the FBI. This data was so bad. The person who put it together must have been suffering from a mental disability. And the FBI went, yeah, okay, it's a lie, but we love it. We could use it. So here's what happened yesterday in court. The Sussman team, in order to defend Sussman, they're accusing him of lying to the FBI that he didn't tell the FBI he was working for Hillary and the DNC. Sussman's team produced notes showing, hey, the FBI lies too, which has been our contention here all along. They're big liars and they're big into crime, probably bigger into crime than some of the people they actually prosecute. They're a danger to the country. And this set of notes really shows it. That, and this is fascinating that it's Hillary's people, these lawyers defending Sussman that are bringing this forward. And what they showed was a bunch of handwritten notes by FBI agents who knew damn well there was no Trump-Russia connection, whose own cyber agent had told them, hey, this stuff's loopy. There's no connection here. The person who put it together must have had a mental disability. There's no evidence here of Russia collusion. The top guys at the FBI take that same data into the DOJ and say, oh, yeah, we totally need to spy on Trump. Wow, he's a danger. We need to go ahead and get a FISA warrant. We need to open an investigation. Y'all need to be a part of it. Y'all need to prosecute Trump. So we now know this. Their own internal cyber analyst told them, these leaders at the FBI, this is a bunch of junk. This is a joke. There's no connection. You know what is shocking? You know how fake the world you live in is? Do you realize that the New York Times and the Washington Post would later win a Pulitzer for reporting on Alpha Bank when even the FBI analyst who first looked at it was like, whoever put this together, this data, probably had a mental disability. It's so deranged. That's what you win Pulitzers for now. It's the lie. It's the ability to lie. It's the ability to sell the lie to the public. Not the truth. Anyway, yesterday in court, they presented these handwritten notes from the FBI telling lie after lie after lie after lie to the DOJ to get the ability to spy on Trump. That FISA warrant. Remember that FISA warrant not just allowed them to spy on Trump. And we're going to end up finding out they were spying on Trump for Hillary. That's what they were doing. And the DNC. Not only did it give them the ability to spy on Trump, it was a three-jump warrant. So they could spy on anybody that anybody in the Trump organization had communicated with and anyone they communicated with. So if somebody got copied on an email, you got spied on. They wanted to surveil the Republican Party is what they want to do because they're a fundamentally anti-American organization that answers to the Democrat Party. That's who they are. They're big crime, basically, posing as law enforcement. The March 6 notes reveal lie after lie after lie by the FBI leadership. Keep in mind, this is after they know from their own analysts this whole thing's a lie, and they don't care. They walk into the DOJ and ask for an investigation based on lies that they actually wrote down. They were so casual about this. It's just unbelievable stuff. So that's it. The Hillary people are basically making the point, look, you can't trust the FBI. All they do is lie, which has been my contention all along. So I'm thrilled that Hillary's people and Sussman's attorneys agree with me on that. This agency is dangerous. It needs to be dismantled. I mean, I'm talking all the way down to the last janitor. Turn the lights out, lock the doors, and detonate the building. Get everybody out of there, fire them all, and blow the building up. Never again. Never again. We cannot go forward as a country with this agency in place. It is a danger to the republic. So this has been a fascinating trial to see just the evidence of FBI lying admitted as evidence into the federal record in this case, under oath, as a defense. It's unbelievable. But the media's not going to explain any of this to you because it would be dangerous for you to know.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.